Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Australian
Survivor.
Survivors.
21 South Africans. 12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
20 federal.
Swimmers.
£1 million.
Million euro.
Million.
Million. Rubli.
Hello everyone, Shannon Gus here, getting you ready for the first exit interview that we have been given for Australian Survivor, Blood vs. Water. Now, if you haven't seen episode 7, you want to back out right now because you're in the wrong place, as I'm about to spoil that whole episode for you. But I was lucky enough to get an interview with Queen Sandra Diaz-Twine. Absolute bucket list moment for me. Like, obviously devastated that she's gone, which we'll talk about on the recap, but offset for me kind of immediately by the fact that I got to interview her. So a lot of different emotions happening. But as you will see, I had no chill. I'm going to say that right now. If you were expecting someone to come in just like with a measured response to this interaction, you're also in the wrong place for that. But I wanted to say, a couple of times she was a little laggy. I thought the tech was actually pretty good considering we're connecting across continents. But yeah, a little laggy in parts. But I just thought I'm going to keep it all in. You guys will work it out from context clues, kind of decipher what she's saying. And I'm not cutting any of the queen, even if there's, you know, a bit of a lag here and there. So hope you guys enjoyed the interview. It was, I enjoyed it. I loved every second of it. And yeah, queen stays queen. And yeah, I will leave you guys with Sandra. Sandra, I am such a huge fan, and it is just a privilege, like, to talk to you. I'm emotional about it. I'm sorry. It's like a bucket list moment for me. And I'm crying. What? Okay. I'm so sorry.
Don't cry. I don't even cry.
But I'm so honored to have you on the podcast. Thank you for being here. And so many questions, so little time. So I have to ask you, how does it come to be that you're on a helicopter in Australia? You retire from Survivor and then you get the call, I assume, to play with Nina. Like, how, where's the A to B on that?
So I got the call and I did retire. And when I say I'm retiring, I mean every single word of it. And usually when I say I retire, it's like the day after I get voted out that we do our interviews and confessionals and stuff. And so usually every single player always says, I'm done with Survivor. And then a month later, 2 months later, a year later, and then the call comes and you're like, But for me, it wasn't about me coming back out to play. It was about a Blood versus Water and giving Nina the opportunity that she had wanted, because she had been wanting to play Survivor for a very long time. That's where the yes came into question, where I cannot do this. If she definitely played, then I had to go off. If she could have played alone without me, even better. But definitely, I was happy to go. And then the helicopter, go on a helicopter. Are you kidding me? Like, my target is already big and now you want to put me on a chopper? And they had been standing out there in the sun for 20 to 30 minutes before I even showed up. Like, that was just the worst feeling. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to be gone before my game even starts on account of this helicopter.
Well, that's what I want to ask is, like, how did you feel that perception was when you hit the original Blood Beach? Like, did you really feel that that threat level was quite imminent?
I thought we were getting on the chopper to go to the next location, not to start the game and not to show up and everyone standing on the sand already on the mat. You know, like, and then we come around the bend and you hear them cheering. And I look down and I'm like, oh, my God, Nina, the game starts now. And it was just a feeling of your stomach aching, the butterflies, the diarrhea, what I call, you know, like, oh my God, like, how could this happen? You know? But yeah, if you would have said to me, this is how you're going to show up, I'm like, oh no, I'm not getting on this chopper. Like, hell no.
Yeah.
But it's just how the cookie crumbled. And then, you know, I went back to camp and we started out day one, and that was the first thing they said. They were like, you showed up on a chopper. And I'm like, guys, I promise you, if it was my choice, I would not, you know, like, if it was up to me, there's no way in the world I would show up to the beach on a chopper. Like, no way. And then we just kept it moving. Really, I deflected and we just kept going.
So in terms of the relationships you had, like, who were those initial friends and really positive bonds that you had?
Oh, on the first night. So we built a shelter and everyone was sleeping in the shelter on the first night. And then when it started getting cold, more people moved towards the fire. And I remember waking up and it was still Michelle, Kate, me, and Dave. And then on night two, everyone went automatically to the fire and it was still us four. And I remember whispering to them and saying, guys, it's already night two. We need to change this. This can't continue to happen. I got my stuff. I went straight to the fire. Michelle came over, and then Dave and Kate came over. And after that, no one ever slept under the shelter. We always slept around the fire because I was like, it's already 8 to 4. Us four are constantly, you know, together. When nighttime came, when the evening fell and we were already ready to relax, while the other group, the other eight, were always laughing, giggling, hanging out, always by the fire. So I was like, guys, we can't continue to make this mistake. It's only night two. We can't. And then after that, forget it. We were always trying to, you know, fit in.
So obviously the three of you, Kate and Dave and yourself, you are targets at that first vote. But in that second week, like, you are just slicing and dicing through the game. You take out Sophie. You kind of take out Sophie. You take out Jay. How did the dynamics form so that you were able to kind of get in that strategic position to make those moves?
Well, the crazy thing was that Dave always slept directly next to me. So when it got back to me, he was plotting against me. I'm the one that first said, I'm sleeping with the enemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I told Michelle, I was like, this can't continue to happen either. Like, he's not going to talk junk about me and constantly get me targeted, because at that time, Brianna was gone too. And he felt really bad about his position in the game. And I was like, Dave, what are you talking about? He rides those bicycles, he said he does outdoor bicycling, you know, when they go in the woods.
Off-road and.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're so strong for your age. You're way, like, he was way stronger than me. And I constantly gave him props. Like, dude, you're going to be fine. They're going to love you. You can hold your own regardless of your age. It doesn't matter that your daughter's not here. So for me to find out that he was coming after me, I just, you know, I always turn it on. The minute you're coming after me, I always have to turn around and come after you. But then me and Dave had a heart to heart. And I went back to the girls and they were like, what did he say? What did he say? And I was like, you know what? I honestly believe him. He says he didn't write my name down. I don't think he did. And now I have to find out who did. And Sam was like, oh, no, he's lying. You know, but I never put two and two together. You know, I never realized that. And then after that, let me see, the Sophie boat vote landed in my lap. The Jay vote was different because Jay always spoke to me before tribal council, right? When we were going after Sophie, you know, we talked. And like I told Jonathan, I was like, he told me last time where the votes were. This time I see him talking to every single person. And I'm like, Jay, what's up? Like, when are you going to let me know who we're going to vote? Oh, I'm going to get back to you. And then there he is, still talking to everyone else, but not me. And I was like, he's coming after me. And then I had a couple of conversations and I was like, just to throw that out there, I'm like, okay, I know Jay's coming after me. And they'd be like, yeah, you know, duh. You know, they're giving into, you know, because I'm trying to get information. That's where the Jay vote came from. Other than that, you know, we still voted. Like, I still wanted to flush out Amy's idol. It was, you know, where are the votes? We're going to split votes and stuff like that. But for the most part, I was lucky to have lasted as long as I did. And I was grateful for that.
It's no luck, Sandra. That's all you. That's all in your talent. Like, it's not about luck.
You know what? Shannon, let me say this. When I won my very first two times, we didn't have any tribe swaps, right? Can we just go back to no tribe swaps? Like, it takes me a couple of days to get my foot in the door, but once I'm in there, I'm solid. And then these tribe swaps come and then they just destroy me, you know? Please leave the game alone.
Sandra, preaching to the choir, you know, it's that you're this huge target on the other camp. Everyone's seeing it from the other side, but you're not there to get your hooks in socially, strategically. And then by the time you meet them on a beach or in the outback, like, it's done already before you can get there. Swapless season with Sandra. I completely agree. That's something that we need. But I need to ask about this relationship with Sam, because as you're alluding to, like, it was her vote. You do seem to be working with her through the whole, you know, that whole second week. So, like, how does that dynamic kind of come as it was?
So me and Sam were walking to the water well one time and she was like, I don't know who said it first, but I was like, I'm glad you're here or whatever, because I'm like, listen, I'm glad you're here. I was glad Andy was there. I was glad her husband was there because I'm not the only player. You know what I'm saying? I was happy Croc was there because people knew who he was. And even with Khan, you know, like MasterChef. Yeah. Okay, good. So I'm not the only one that's alone out here. And I let it be known to Sam, like, Sam, we got to take care of each other. But that's how I was with every single person. Like, if you help me navigate through this game, believe me, I will be an asset to you. I got your best interest at heart. And that's what I told them at Tribal Council last night. I was like, you know, Jordan, I was telling Josh, I was good with Jordan. Jordy, I was good with Jesse. Like, yeah. Mark, I was good with Sam. I don't know if that hurt me saying, hey, I'm good with everybody, you know. But I didn't say anything to Dave. I didn't say anything to Amy because I wasn't good with them, you know. But I was like, guys, you know, like, I'm an asset. Keep me around. I'm here to help you further your game. Like, don't send me packing on account of somebody wants me out. But I didn't know who that was.
Yeah. I mean, you obviously have since discovered that Sam was that vote for you. Like, as you said, like, you believe Dave to a degree. But was that shocking to you because you worked with her so closely?
You know what? I was working with a lot of people, but I never said to anyone in specific, it's me, you till the end, because I felt like they needed to want me in their alliance. They needed to want to have me there. Like Croc told Chrissy, Sandra told me, if you have an idol, don't tell anyone. And I'm smiling because, like, that's basics, but for him to bring it up, you know, like, that was awesome, because at night, we would just start talking, and then I talked to them about specifics in different seasons, you know? But I can't say, like, oh, it was me and Sam till the end, because that didn't happen. Like, if I would have made an alliance specifically with one person, I'm sure each and every person would have gone back, you know, talked about it, discussed it. Then it would have been, oh, Sandra's in bed with everyone, which I was. I was going to play with those who want me to play with them, like, who want to give me the opportunity to play with them. And that was it.
So you get to that dreaded swap, like, really bad group for you with, again, some people who wrote your name down and, like, majority water. When did you get a sense? Like, obviously, we kind of see that Tribal Council playing out. But, like, when did you think that this was not a good situation?
At Tribal Council, I think it went on for over 2 hours.
Felt like it.
And there was a lot being said, and I'm listening, and they're talking about winning. And then, like, Jordy just kept saying anything I said, because I was coming back at him. Anything I said, Jordy was always, guys, stick to the plan. And I'm looking like, who is he talking to every time he says, guys, stick to, like, he turned around like, guys, stick to the plan. And I'm trying to figure out who is this, stick to the plan, right? And I, and my daughter, I could tell, like, and I always told her, I said, Nina, you can't play this game alone and you need to be in the majority. And if I have to get voted out, then so be it. It doesn't make sense for you to write someone else's name. They're going to know you wrote their name down. And even if they tell you it's OK, I get it. I know you can write your name down. No, they'll be upset about it. One vote is one too many at tribal council, because then your name starts coming up after that first vote. So I was like, if you can't do anything for me, save yourself. And that's pretty much what it was. I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at anyone. I just wish I would have known. It was Mel, because Mel had a wrap around her wrist. I mean, her ankle. She had been injured since like two challenges ago. She was limping. She didn't participate in the challenge. And so it, she was supposed to be the one going home. If they're talking about take out the weakest and let's stay strong. So how is it that stronger than me? And she's got a bum ankle, you know? So that's what that was about. But I felt it. I knew it. I read the room. And then I just went at him like, don't do this to me. And I pitched the best Sandra I could, but they wanted me gone. They didn't want to give me an opportunity in the game.
So in terms of the Nina of it all, you know, getting to play with her, seeing her on the other side, she votes you out. You talked about how proud you were of her, even watching it back. Like, what's that experience been like?
She's doing a great job. She definitely is a huge fan of the show. She knows the game inside and out. And we made sure to watch the Australian version because there's a lot of different advantages and a lot of different game twists when it comes to Australian Survivor. So we didn't want to go into the game not knowing anything. So we definitely did our homework, and she's doing great. And she's got her daddy strength because, you know, I'm proud of her. She's doing a good job.
Okay, Sandra, last question. Would you play again? You know, it's not the day after. Would you play again?
Oh, Shannon, don't do this to me. Would I play again? Oh, my God. That game just took everything out of me. I don't think I can do it.
You can. When they call, Sandra, when they call, you're going to be, you have to come back to Australia. You have to come
the
back.
The game is too long. The too many people. The challenges are hard. And the payday is not that great.
I hear you. Okay, we'll come back to Australia to visit. If you ever need accommodation in Sydney, I'm here. But thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Sandra. Like, I truly love you. I'm sorry for saying that and if it's not professional, but I love you. I want you to know that I love you as a human. I do.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, my daughter got her airline tickets yesterday. I think she'll be there in the next 2 weeks. So
tell her she's got a place to stay. Tell her. She'll come. She's great. All You're right. amazing. Thank you so much, Sandra. And just wishing
Take
you
care.
All the best.
Thank you,
thank you so Bye. Much. Bye. There you have it, everyone. I'd have to tell her that I love her because I love her so much. She's amazing. We were so lucky to have her on the show. And I know that everyone's probably pretty upset, but yeah, I mean, I see it, but like, also I'm just thinking about like how lucky we are. And, when Sandra left with like so much class and grace, and she said that she was lucky to play the game that she loved in Australia, and she like thanked those who had invited her to play, like that's what gets me, because we were so lucky to have her. Like the fact that she's thanking anyone for asking her, like, we thank you for being here, Queen, and obviously thank her for being on the podcast. So the fact that these two kind of forces of nature, which is like the epicness of Australian Survivor and the Queen of Survivor, could collide in this way, even if it was just 16 days and we wish it was 31 longer. You know, at this point in time, maybe just because I interviewed Sandra and I'm like in a very good mood, I'm just thinking like, let's look glass half full at how lucky we were. But we're going to talk about it more on the recap. Obviously, I'm chatting to Sarah Talik later this week after episodes 8 and 9 as well, which at this point haven't aired. So definitely check that out. Thank you for checking this out. I don't know what's happening with the rest of the exit interviews because, you know, once I got the Sandra interview, like I was pretty much tunnel vision on that. Not sure if we're getting more this week or what's going on with that, but definitely the recap's coming out. Keep an eye on the feed at all times for any of the content that we do manage to get. Follow me at Shannon Gates. Subscribe to the International Survivor Hap-Ups feed. Thanks as always to everyone for listening. Hope you enjoyed this one, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Australian survivor.
Survivor New Zealand.
Survivor.
Losers. 21 South Africans.
12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
1 million pounds.
Million euro.
Million.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.